Big Sloth.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this edition of Potato
Salad.
Laid. So, this week, a little bit different. We wanted to say something because we made a mistake. A big one. And we want to talk to you about it. And we're not really proud that we did it.
Oh, yep.
We made the quick cash grab. We tried to make a little money on our success.
Mm-hmm. So,
we made a deal with some advertisers.
And it was a bad deal.
Bad deal.
Very bad deal.
We found some sponsors. Well, actually,
they found us.
And now we have ourselves a situation.
Mm-hmm.
So here's how it started. On the other side of the break, here on Potato
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Laid.
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 Kick it.
It's a mess.
A very big mess.
And we have sponsors now, and we want to talk a little bit about it. So here we go. Flashback time in 5, 4, 3, 2. Hey, Carter.
Yeah?
I really hope that one day we can get a sponsorship deal.
Oh. That seems interesting.
It would solve all of our problems. We could help all of those orphans at the orphanage.
Yep.
We could buy a new car.
Oh, yeah.
We could put new sound dampening equipment in the studio like Cousin Jonathan wants us to do.
Yep.
We could buy a pony.
A pony?
Hello, friends.
Huh? Hey, who are you?
I'm Nice Guy Guy.
Oh.
I got you to eat loaf of olive one time.
Oh.
Yeah, that was gross. I mean, I love it, but my experience with you was gross.
Oh, fear not. I have an experience that you'll love this time. You sound very poor.
Hey, that's kind of rude.
Oh, fear not, poor person. I'm here to help you be less poor.
Please stop calling us poor.
Oh, that sounds like a poor thing to say. So, how would you feel about being less broke?
I mean, it sounds nice. What can we do? I mean, we're just a tiny podcast with thousands of listeners.
Yep.
I mean, seven or eight listeners.
I have the deal of a lifetime. Sign here with OmnopCore, and we can give you $7 or $8 a month.
Whoa. Carter, what could we, you know what we could do with $7 or $8 a month? We could feed those orphans at the orphanage. It's like 7 or 8 bowls of porridge a day.
Wow.
We might be able to buy you that Razor scooter after a couple months.
Nice. I like it.
Sounds like a plan, man. I gotta be honest with you, though. I'm worried there's a catch. There's always a catch.
Is there a catch, Nice Guy Guy?
I'll be honest with you. There's always a catch. The catch is, We want you to put things on the air all the time.
What?
What kind of things? Like ads? Can we wear t-shirts and do video shows? Because we've done video shows. They were wildly successful on Spotify. We got like 11, 12 listeners.
Yep.
It was like Joe Rogan, his show, and then us as far as popularity. People loved the kid with the long hair. They were like, who is the cute girl? And I was like, yo, I'm a boy and I'm a dad. The mustache stays. They said that about me. They called me a girl.
Serious?
No, I'm clearly a man. There were no comments. You can't comment on Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Did you know I had long hair once?
Yeah.
Did you know that the reason I cut it was because someone said, so what can I get for you ladies? When I was with my mom at Friendly's. And I went, yep. And I cut my hair the next day.
That has nothing to do with Omnopcore.
I know. I just like to tell stories.
Yep. That's him. I got an actual one. One time at school, I was on the playground. Me and my friend were playing tag. But the tagger was right next, right on the bridge, which was right near the slide, and I had 5 seconds to choose what I was about to do. Well, actually, 3. And I went down the slide, but I noticed the slide was cramped, so I literally just jumped off the edge.
What did that lead to?
Me almost spraining my ankle.
Wow, that's the kind of witty thing that people want to hear about from a podcast sponsored by Omnopcore. Omnopcore, division of the future, division of now.
Where the heck did that come from?
Omnopcore!
I'll be honest with you. You know what? Nice guy, can you step out for a sec? Carter and I can speak.
I can do whatever you need. Just be prepared to sign for $7 or $8 per show.
I think you're going to need to incentivize us a little more than that. Little more. Actually, I don't even know what you're asking. What are you asking?
Omnopcore's sponsors range from things like household products to bands and music. We bring things from $100 to $200 per episode per sponsor. And what we would like to see is you plugging these bands every episode, so you can make anywhere from $100 to $200 per episode. How do you feel about this, Carter?
I don't know. It seems kind of sketchy.
How about I tell you we'll get you that pony?
Wait, who wanted the pony?
I wanted the pony.
If Dad wants a pony, Dad gets a pony.
Huh? Okay.
I guess we're getting a pony. You know why? Because we can resell the pony.
Yeah.
If I get a pony for one episode, I can resell it for like $13,000.
I can hear you talking about reselling Mr. Squigglesworth.
I already named the pony Mr. Squigglesworth, and he can read my brain. I can tell you right now that he knows what I'm thinking.
I know how you're going to end your sentences. You'd also like a cup of ramen noodles for lunch.
He knows that I'd like a cup of ramen noodles for lunch.
And probably a slice of olive loaf.
No, never again. Never again.
I will step out now so that you can determine what you would like to do. But remember, it's $100 to $200 per episode based on the product.
Oh.
All right. Step out, please. All right, dude. This is a lot of money. We're making the big time right now. I mean, well, the medium time. This is the medium time. We're not like an NPR or some big show. But we're doing all right here. What do you think?
Yeah, we are, but why would we need more money?
Well, dude, money's good. Finally making it big, getting the respect we deserve for all of the 39. Now, this will be our 40th episode.
Oh.
I mean, Carter.
Uh-huh.
Respect? I mean, that'd be great. The community would finally understand us.
And they would like us. And then we could buy every single thing in the world.
What if we started doing podcasts every single day? That could be $1,000 a week. It'd be like a job. We could have a podcasting job. We could pay to have guests on. You could have Mr. Eric come on.
And then we would have so much money, we could have the entire, every single thing on the earth, ours. Okay, yep, my decision is final. Yep.
We're going to do this? All right, let's shake on it. All right, nice guy, come back in.
What did you decide, Smith?
Well, I can speak for Carter. We're in.
Excellent. Here is the contract. Carter, you sign first. And Mr. Sean, you sign second. We'd like to have you start right away with this first sponsor. Here's a piece of paper.
This is $100.
Yes, this first sponsor is $100. We know that you're talking about how much you love this product.
Okay. All right, Carter. We've talked about this kind of food in the past. Now we're going to talk about our new favorite product for our fans out there. Nice guy, just give us 1 second. We're going to record this one. Hang on, Carter. We'll hit record. Hey guys, have you ever tried Muffin Slam?
Muffin Slam?
Yeah, Carter. When you're going out there in the skate park, don't you just want to get yourself a big fistful of Muffin Slam?
First, explain what it is.
Well, Muffin Slam is a small, delicious treat that you can hold in the palm of your fist. Squeeze it up right like you got yourself a handful of rocks. It's Muffin Slam.
Muffin Slam, your tip to destiny of Muffin World.
That was great, guys. Here is 100 whole dollars.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's great. Can we get some Muffin Slam to try?
Here is a whole box of Muffin Slam.
Oh, I'm so excited. Carter, this is great. We get to try Muffin Slam now? Awesome. Oh, that's great. Let's open the box. This tastes exactly like a slammed muffin. Slammed under a car tire.
Don't you completely and totally love the Muffin Slam?
Oh, no. It is really, really good. And tasting like frog ears. What do you think, Carter?
Nope, it does not taste good.
Oh, yeah, this is bad. Okay, woo. Well, we are delighted to be working with Omnop Corp, and we will talk to you about more stuff in the future. We'll talk to you later.
All right, guys, it is wonderful to talk with you today. We will send you 1 to 2 sponsorships for the future every episode. I will see you later. Goodbye, friends.
Goodbye.
Bye, nice guy. Good to see you again. Glad to see you climbing the ladder of business.
Failing your way upwards.
Oh, man, Carter, you can't say that. Can't say that. That's like I don't know what his position is at Omnop Corp, but he's like in charge of us somehow now. Although Muffin Slam is like the worst thing ever. Maybe the next one will be better. All right. Well, I guess we have to go to a commercial break now that we've had Muffin Slam. But we'll be back to talk about ponies here on Potato
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Laid.
Wade.
Laid.
Laid?
Laid. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And that's kind of what happened. So that is how we are now working with
OmniCorp.
And that is where we're at now. And we will tell you more about our relationship with OmniCorp and Nice Guy Guy when we get back from this commercial break here on
Potato
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Laid.
I don't have the heart to do it anymore.
In a world where people watch movies.
I think I'm gonna watch a movie.
Sometimes they don't like what they see.
I don't like this movie.
But sometimes they look for the silver lining.
Wait a second. I like this part of this movie.
Joel and Andy do that work for you. The Silver Linings Playback.
I like this part of this podcast where they tell me the part of the movie I like.
Every Monday on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cha-chow! And we're back.
We're back. And so now you've noticed a bit of a change to the show. Okay, so we took on the deal of a lifetime so far, and we thought that this would really change some stuff for us, and it has. And we're going to talk a little bit about how things can be good when you take on the deal of a lifetime, and how things could be bad. And Carter, what other kinds of deals of the lifetime could there be?
Well, they could probably give us some more muffin slam, except shove it in some olive loaf.
And you know who would like to have some more olive loaf, according to the comments coming into our Twitter account? Our new biggest fan, YupGnarly40722198.
Whoa.
He wanted to ask Carter a question, and that question was, now that you've started third grade, what's it like being the coolest kid at your school?
Pretty awesome.
His follow-up question is, now that you said pretty awesome, is it cool to bring lunch to school or is it cooler to buy lunch at school?
Cooler to bring lunch to school because then you
His follow-up question to that was, why don't you bring lunch every day then? I'm going to be honest with you. YupGnarly40722198 knew what you were going to say each step of the way. Because YupGnarly40722198 just knows you.
How does he know all this stuff?
I think YupGnarly40722198 is AI.
Hello, Carter. It is me, Nice Guy Guy.
Oh.
I wanted to let you know that I've created AI bots on Twitter to engage with you so that you would get lots of questions now on the show.
Oh.
How do you like my AI bots?
Pretty good.
I can tell that he likes them based on the big smile on his face, don't you, Nice Guy Guy?
I like being here for you. I also like the fact that now in the contract I get to sit in for 5 minutes of every episode.
Oh, great. I forgot to mention that to Carter. Hey, Carter, I was reading through the contract and Nice Guy Guy gets to sit in for 5 minutes.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. It's going to make things weird. In this section, per the email that Nice Guy Guy sent Carter, we're supposed to talk about the cutest TikTok squirrel impersonator. Who is your favorite TikTok squirrel impersonator? I'll go first. It's Mandy44101. She is a squirrel impersonator. She just walks around and says, I'm a squirrel impersonator. And that's
everybody
all.
Likes her?
She seems to be nice. Seems like a nice person. I don't really want to do this segment. I'm literally making up a person. I don't even remember what the name was I just said, Carter. Can Can you make one up so we can get through this segment so Guy will leave? He doesn't even have headphones on. He can't see me or hear me. He's actually in the hallway. Look.
Oh.
He's in the hallway. Can you help?
I can hear you.
Oh, no.
Okay. Hey. Carter, come on. Help me out.
My favorite is...
cutest TikTok squirrel.
That is... My cutest, my favorite cutest Tic Tac Squirrel impersonator is 1989. That is so cool.
1989, that is so cool. What does he do?
He goes around just sitting in trees in a squirrel costume. And whenever someone comes near him, he throws a giant acorn at them.
I like it. I like it. Well, it feels like 5 minutes, Carter. Thanks for coming, Guy.
All right, guys. I will be inside my car now.
No, thanks for coming, bud. It's good to see you. Oh, my God, Carter. I'm so glad he's gone. Let's go to commercial. All right, Carter here on potato.
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe we signed that contract.
Wade. Have you ever had a dirty oven?
Why, yes. My oven is frequently dirty from all of the baking that I have to do in my oven.
Well, you should try Oven Glow.
Does it make your oven glow, Carter?
Yes.
Well, that's amazing. Tell me all about the secret formula.
The secret formula is one glowing straw thingy and one... I don't know.
That's funny, because when the time that I used it, I had myself a spray bottle full of end dust and 4 handfuls of crabs.
Wow.
And do you know what I did with them?
What?
I threw them at a wall, and guess what happened?
What?
Nothing.
Wow.
But guess what?
What?
It only cost me $4.99 to clean my oven.
Wow.
A guy named Jack came over and he punched the glass out.
Good for you.
Oven Glow.
Oven Glow.
Oven Glow.
Here to help you with all your oven needs.
Oven Glow.
Oven Glow.
From Omnopcore.
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 Oven Glow.
Oven Glow.
Omnopcore.
Omnopcore.
Here for you.
Here for you.
Omnopcore. Oven Glow.
Oven Glow.
Okay, Carter, what did you learn this week?
I learned that we shouldn't have signed that contract because it sucked.
Yep, and that's about it. I also learned that, yep, Gnarly407-22198 is the coolest bit of AI that seems to know everything about what you're going to say ahead of time, so I'm creeped out about what they're going to bring next week's episode. But you know what I learned? We don't say goodnight. We say...
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba burrito. That's also in the contract. Jalapeno!
What?
Fudgy the Whale! I did it.